Well, it's Republic Day today, a fantastic honor for us in our country to welcome and to have a spectacular Bangladeshi contingent over here present in the Republic Day parade. They were marching today. They've got members of all of their arms over here. And it marks 50 years of a fantastic diplomatic relationship between New Delhi and Dhaka. Well, joining us now, the team leader and some of the officers of the Bangladeshi contingent over here. Colonel Chaudhary, thanks very much. And it's wonderful. We saw the parade on television. What was the experience like marching today?
It was great. It was exciting. We enjoyed marching here. And honestly speaking, there was a lot of hardship put into this practice. And today it became a successful one. That's why we are also very much happy.
Yeah. Could you tell us a little bit about the squad which was brought over here? When did you first know that you're going to come over here? And it's three services, right?
We have members from three services. That's correct. And we came to know about this parade in last December, at the end of the December. And since then, we started preparing for this one. We took a couple of days to gather people from specified units, because you know that these people are from units which participated in during the liberation war. So they had to be accumulated, came together. They practiced, and the Navy, Army, Air Force, they have a different pattern, but they were marching in the same contingent. So some bit of practice for that purpose also. Finally, we came here. There is a COVID situation, so some protocols had to be maintained. Again, we had to practice in this environment, prepare ourselves, and finally, today we had to participate. Yeah.
That historical association must be so important for you. The fact that India has been such a close partner of Bangladesh in the 71 war as well, and you've got units over here which have been part of that. Tell us a little bit about the historical significance of this unit being over here 50 years after the 71 war.
You know, there are 8 infantry units and 3 artillery units which participated in today's parade, in addition to the Navy and the Air Force members. Mentionable is that these units, few of them were raised before the Liberation War, and few of the units were raised during the Liberation War. And you must be knowing that our Navy and the Air Force, they also came up during our Liberation War. So this is a significance that the units or the forces or the services which came up into being during the Liberation War, they participated here. More so, I want to mention about one significant thing. It is the year 2021 is important for our country. There are two important things going on back home. This is the year where, while we are celebrating the birth centenary of our father of the nation, Bangabandhu Sheikh Mujibur Rahman, and this is also the 50th independence year of ours. So from that point of view, this is a special year. And in this special year, we are at India participating in this Republican Day Parade. We are very much delighted for that.
Yeah. Would one of you like to tell us a little bit about the experience of marching on Rajpath?
As you had been mentioning about the experience of 1971 war, since we had been practicing in the parade ground, so we came across many of the contingent of Indian Army as well. And interacting with the officers and soldiers of those contingent, we came to know that many of those regiments have actively participated in our liberation war, and they duly celebrate those occasions every year on 16 December. So this had been a wonderful experience for us. The parade was so colorful, and the hospitality that we have received was amazing.
Yeah. What about the entire experience of practicing over here? Would one of you like to tell us about practicing with the Indian Army, the Indian Armed Forces? Would you like to share something?
Sure, thank you. Definitely, it's totally a new experience, because we, as already our corner sir has told, Bangladesh Army has a different way of marching, Bangladesh Navy has a different way, Air Force also has a different way. After coming here, when we matched all of our way in a single formation, there we found that Indian Army and Indian Air Force, they are also a little bit similar to us, but they're really good. Yeah. It was really an honor. And we really enjoyed talking to the personnel of Indian Armed Forces.
Yes. And I must ask you, it was hard work, wasn't it? There was a lot of practice which went into today. Tell us a little bit about the hard practice, both when you were in Bangladesh and after you came here, because you've been here for quite a few days now.
In the Bangladesh, actually, when the Triforces came together for the parade, we did practice for two weeks, and after that we came back, came here to India. Then we did some practice in the Kariappa parade ground. After that, we moved to the Rajpath, and we had a couple of days of practice over there. And today, you have just seen the show.
Yeah. And Colonel, I must ask you how, you know, just the routine over the last few days. Tell us a little bit about the routine to ensure that you got it perfect, and you did.
Our usual routine was that we need to practice for this parade, and also that we had to abide by the COVID protocols. And, you know, it was a little bit difficult, people coming to a new country, but you keep them confined within the hotel atmosphere. So maybe psychologically somebody was thinking that are we in a quarantine mode for a prolonged period and only practicing. Despite that, it went on quite well.
Yeah. And give us an idea of the numbers of soldiers of the three units, the Army, Air Force and Navy of Bangladesh who were here. Give us the size of the units.
In fact, what I said about that eight infantry units, these are units mean a battalion. So like, for example, 1st Bengal, 2nd Bengal, 3rd Bengal, 4th Bengal, these are the units which participated during the Liberation War. So here we have members 4 to 5 from each of these units. Similarly, there are 3 artillery units, 1st, 2nd and 3rd Field Regiment. So from these units also we are having some members. From the Air Force and Navy, as we said, they are raised during the Liberation War. So from these forces also they are participating. About we have 25 members from each of these forces.
Yeah. One final question to any of you. What was the experience today like? Was it a nervous experience? Was it something that you felt that you just easily do? Were there any butterflies in the stomach? Would you like to answer?
Sure. This has been one of the monumental experiences that I have ever had in my life. As I was talking to my troops in the morning before start of the parade.
What did they tell you?
And most of them said that they are full of spirit, and they were fascinated about all the contingent that they see around, and they are very, very much excited and confident to do the drill. And most of them assured that they are going to give their best what they have earned by the hard work of the last few days.
Yeah.
And they really did, so I'm so proud of them.
Yeah, no, I think we are all very proud of them. Last word to you, sir. You're going to be here for a few more days before you fly back. It's a great opportunity for you to see India as well.
We'll be enjoying our last few days, hopefully. And the Indian government, the Indian Armed Forces and the Indian Army, they had been very much cordial to us since we arrived here. Thank you very much to all of them.
All right. Well, there you have it, the Bangladesh team leader and members of the Bangladesh units which were over here marching. It's a proud day for Bangladesh, certainly a proud day as their hosts for us over here in India. It was a fantastic performance marching on Republic Day again. 50 years of an exceptional diplomatic relationship between India and Bangladesh. We feel honored on Republic Day.